You're listening to the audio production of The Bible Jesus Read, Audio Bible Studies, by Philip Yancey, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Bible Jesus Read includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
The Old Testament may be the world's best known and least understood book. It confronts us and confounds us. It asks us to ponder where we came from, who we are, and what we might become. The Old Testament is God speaking directly to us. The Bible Jesus Read.
The Old Testament is about three-fourths of the Bible in most versions, and I realized how little most Christians know about it. And when I thought about my own reading of the Bible, I tended to just stick with that small little area, mainly Paul's letters. And I realized as I got into that material and loved it, that there was a lot else that evidently God wants us to know about him that I was ignoring, and that was the Old Testament. It's not read like a normal book. Most books, you start at page one and just read in sequence. If you do that in the Old Testament, very often you'll get discouraged.
To make the Bible Jesus Read more accessible and encourage you to read more of it, we'll use three interpretive techniques. First and foremost, we'll share the insights of author Philip Yancey, who offers us a fresh, new perspective on the Old Testament. Second, we'll highlight scripture that illustrates key points. Third, we'll develop an historical timeline for a better sense of what happened, to whom, and when.
I find it's helpful for me to just remember what the Old Testament is. The Old Testament is God's message to us. It's things that he wants us to know about himself, about us, and about life. And it did take place a long time ago. It does take a little effort on my part, but if I put that kind of effort and commitment into it, I get richness, I get value out that I can't really get in any other place.
But isn't the story of Jesus and his ministry the point of the whole Bible? Why even bother with the Old Testament?
I've met a lot of Christians who have only read the New Testament. They may have tried the Old Testament here or there and found it a little off-putting and just gave up. I feel sad for those Christians, frankly, because I don't think we get a full picture of how a life with God works from the New Testament. In fact, the book that I wrote that we're studying here is called The Bible Jesus Read, because when you think about it, Jesus didn't have Paul's epistles, Jesus didn't have the Gospels, so when he would go away and spend time meditating on God's Word, it was the Psalms, it was the prophets, it was the books of Moses. That's where Jesus felt his relationship with God, the Father, was taking place.
Without the Old Testament, we wouldn't know Abraham, the poor wanderer called by God to sire his chosen people. We wouldn't know Esther, Jewish woman and Persian queen, saving the Jews from genocide. We wouldn't know David, the charismatic warrior and craven sinner, or Daniel, huddled in the den with lions, or the prophets shrieking their case to God and any others of us who might listen. And we wouldn't know many of the aspects of God himself.
For a long time I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. Isaiah 42.
I'm a Christian, so why read a book that is essentially the Jewish Bible?
The Old Testament expands the history of our own faith, shows us where it came from, and broadens our concept of God, the Father of all of us.
One of the things I love about the Old Testament is that three different religions, Jews, Christians, and Muslims,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?